The Niall Mellon Township Trust was founded by Irishman Niall Mellon in 2002 after he saw at first hand the dire conditions in which people were living in the townships across South Africa. Recently, Pádraig Maher of Knockbrack travelled as a volunteer with the Niall Mellon Township Trust to help build much-needed housing in Cape Town, and he's now going to share his experience with us. Hi, Pádraig.
Hi, your father.
Pádraig, what motivated you to get involved in this project?
Well, initially I'd seen a programme on the television there about his first trip over to South Africa, to the Imazamietu township, and that was back in 2002, but it was on the television around 2003. And I just said that night when I watched the programme, I said if I ever got the chance to go, I'd just love to go. It looked like a brilliant thing to do for people that were in terrible conditions compared to what we're living in ourselves. And last November then, 2006, I was just looking at the paper one day, and I seen that they were looking for volunteers there after being up at the Ideal Homes exhibition, looking for block layers and builders and anyone involved in the building trade, and just ordinary people as well, just any volunteers they could get. So I applied for the application form online and just sent off the €500. And about 3 weeks later, I received a confirmation that I was accepted, and all my fundraising gear was sent in the post to me.
So what did you have to do to qualify to be a volunteer? I mean, in terms of fundraising, etc.
Well, at the outset, you have to just fill in the application form and send off a €500 just to show that you are actually interested. The minimum you had to raise to go was €4,000. They're actually increasing that to 5,000 for next year's trip. But for my fundraising, I talked to Thomas Young there in Finn's Pub there, and myself just kind of had a few ideas together what I'd do, and we came up with having a head shave and a leg waxing. And it turned out I got Richard Tynan, myself, and my cousin, Aidan Burke from Templemore. We shaved our heads. I got Vincent Stapleton of Palace to shave his beard, and Keen O'Mahony and Ivan Kelly waxed their legs, and on the night then I had a few extra volunteers who just took part, and Kieran Cohen decided to get his armpits shaved.
Got cut up in the exuberance of the whole thing.
He did, he got a bit carried away. But that night was a great night. It was a great help to me for the fundraising. I raised over €3,000 that night, which meant I was well on my way to getting to the 4,000. Finishing up, I actually raised up and even more than €7,000. I just, any person I met at work or anywhere I went, I just say, I'm going here, would you mind giving me a few pounds? Or if you know anyone that have any interest in sponsoring me, just let them know I'm going. Adding it all, it didn't have to be from a euro to whatever.
Just proves if the cause is good enough, people will always give.
Oh, it's true, yeah.
So after the experience of the week then, Pádraig, could you describe maybe what the highlight of the week was for you?
Well, the whole week in itself was just a highlight. It was in awe, you know, the whole week. See so many people just giving it all for a whole week. Like, for people they didn't even meet in their lives before, just to go out there and do something. Just unbelievable. And to actually meet the people that you were actually building the houses for. One of the days we actually got to go out and meet two of the families of the people that were going moving into the houses that we were building, and they took us into their shacks, which were absolutely terrible conditions. Like, you had about eight people living in a room probably the size of our back kitchen at home. You know, it was horrendous. Only a couple of sheets of galvanized and a few pallets and all. Bed thrown in the corner, and it would open your eyes. And to see those people when you actually handed over the houses, and just to see them, the kids would just bring a tear to your eye, really, just to see them. They were just delighted to be getting something that they thought was luxury, but to us we wouldn't think it was luxury, you know, that kind
and
of
to them it was.
To them it was, yeah. Coming from what they were living in. Yeah. It was just brilliant. And to meet so many people from all over Ireland. And to make so many friends in a week was just brilliant.
So would you recommend the experience then to others?
I would, yeah. And as I say, there was so many people there, and they were there from all ages. There was the youngest that was there, he was only 16, and one of the eldest men that were there, he was actually on my team, we were the Emerald Green team. He was from Limerick, his name was Adrian Rin. He was over 70, he wouldn't tell us exactly what age he was, but he was over 70, he was actually the oldest volunteer that week. No, it is an absolutely brilliant experience, and you don't have to be involved in construction to actually go. There was people from all walks of life, you know, that were there just willing to work hard for a week and just help out the misfortunate, you know, they're not as fortunate as ourselves.
Great, and thanks for sharing that with us, Pádraig. Obviously a job very well done, and as you say, the work goes on.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, thanks a million.
Thank you.